Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Every week, the folks at PSCU or Advisors Plus puts out a what they call a weekly transaction trends report. It's on my other screen here. We'll share it here in a second. And just some fascinating information about debit spending, credit spending, what markets are up, what markets are down as far as spending, the regions, all that type of stuff. They put together a incredibly comprehensive report. So let me share the infographic. They put together an infographic to really illustrate what they're talking about here. And so I'm going to share my screen so you guys can take a look at it as well. Hang on a second while I share. All right. You guys can share. See that sharing? Yeah, sharing and caring. Hey, anyway, so here it is, a tracking transaction trends put out by the fine folks at PSCU, actually Advisors Plus as well. And this is for the week ending January 3rd, 2021. It's kind of a year over year report here. And I always enjoy looking at these. Every Monday they put them out, and it's just gives you kind of a up to the minute, up to the date, up to the week trend of what's going on here. So overall spending, debit was up the final week of January 3rd, 2021. Get it right, Mike. And then credit was up 1.9% as well. What I find super interesting here is that the contactless, how much this has gone up, 16.9%, almost 17% debit, and then 12%, almost 13% with credit. And then mobile wallets, holy smokes, look at that. They jumped 66.7% on the debit side and 45% on the credit side. So incredibly incredible increases for sure. And then debit card not present, 44. You can see the numbers there. But what really stood out for me was the ATM usage going down. Less and less people are using cash as the transaction withdrawals pushing up to 20%. That's a phenomenal number. I think so. And then for from emergent category perspective, the start of 2020 continues with strong results in goods, service, and grocery stores, and challenging year-over-year performance still for travel, entertainment, and restaurants. So year-over-year, goods are up 38.4%. Service for debit, and then service, all the groceries up, of course. But sadly and unfortunately, travel, entertainment, and restaurants are still down, and probably that trend will continue as we hope to get out of the pandemic, out of the grips of this pandemic. So those are still down, but hopefully they will turn around sometime soon for those folks. So, and then here you get they give you a quick little overview of the regions. Nothing earth shattering here, but I think it's kind of cool to see what's spending, what's not being spent throughout the different regions of the country. So pretty cool stuff here. And then they kind of go into a deeper dive and look at returns over the holiday period. Return transactions up 51.5% on the debit side, 10% on the credit side, return purchases 76%. It was up 76% on the front, on the debit side, and almost 20% on the credit side. So, and then the average return purchase amount, 55, 75. So yeah, some really, really cool numbers. Again, Glenn Frechette from Advisors Plus puts all this together. He's kind of the man behind the curtains on this. So we're going to try to put something together for you each week on this report. Just really incredible numbers that you guys ought to see. So, kudos to them for putting this out each week. And it's a real asset to credit unions who are following this, and or anybody who follows this. So really cool stuff here. And I'm going to unshare and close it out. All right, here we go. So that was the PSCU tracking transaction trends for the week ending January 3rd, 2021. And again, like I said in the beginning, every Monday, PSCU/Advisors Plus puts this out for us to get the latest numbers here. So we're hoping for positive numbers to continue here in the new year. And you guys stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast, which we try to bring it to you each and every day. Thanks.